You know, John Stamos is on his microphone right now. Everyone is here. Listen to that. You could be literally introducing records by Ariana Grande.
I need to do some more voiceover work because, you know, ladies and like I introduced you, right? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Ryan Seacrest from,
see?
Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
But I can't read, you guys are so good at reading the prompters and doing the things, and then also you're so good at getting all the information before, you study so hard, you work really hard, and then you just let it go when you meet people. I think
you're very kind, John, but don't you think like a podcast, for example, you could do a podcast in the world of music, I mean, you're a musician, right? That'd be a really cool conversation with other musicians for you.
No. Well, I just announced yesterday I have a new podcast. Look, if I throw a stick out the window here, I'll hit six people with podcasts. But this, I just did. do you know the story? You probably don't know this, but Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped in 1963. Frank Sinatra Jr.
Okay, no,
and
I don't know this.
It's the greatest untold story. Years ago, I was introduced to Janet from Jan and Dean with the Beach Boys, Dean Torrance, and he put up the seed money to this guy, Barry Keenan. This guy was broke and down on his luck, and he was parked in his car, and he heard a voice on the radio from God saying, you know, if you want to get yourself out of this, you got to kidnap somebody. It can't be a woman. It can't be a kid. And you have to pay the money back, and the radio wasn't even on. And he did it, and it was 2 weeks after Kennedy had been shot. So the whole nation was on edge. Sinatra was certainly on edge. And this dummy goes in and kidnaps his son. And in a blink of an eye, and he had him in Winnetka in the valley over here. In a blink of an eye, he had every major powerful person on the planet trying to catch this guy and kill him. You know, the mafia was involved, Frank Sinatra, J. Edgar Hoover, Bobby Kennedy. It's a fascinating story that was never told. I have the rights. I'm doing a television project, but also this new podcast with Wondery.
So I'm just thinking of range here. So you're talking about that. You're talking about it's the grand scheme, snatching Sinatra, right?
There you go. Yeah.
And then you got Big Shot on Disney Plus, which the other end of the spectrum. I mean, completely other. What is it? I'm very curious, and I've known you a long time.
Right.
What is it that you look through in terms of a lens to decide what it is that John Stamos is going to do, whether it's in front of or behind? What's the lens?
Well, the lens is I'll take it. You know, I mean, the lens in the Big Shot case was with David Kelly, right? I mean,
right.
You know, I got a call from my agents, and they said, you know, David, you're going to get an offer on this new David Kelly show. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love it. You know, am I playing a lawyer? Is it like one of those great characters?
This was Ally McBeal. This was, I mean, Alan, so many.
Yes.
Yeah, so many.
But lately, he's such in the zone. He did Big Little Lies, and he has, he did that other one with Hugh, what's his name?
Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman?
Yes, right, yeah. But they said it was about basketball. I was like, oh, my God. Ryan, you and I have known each other a long time. I mean, have you ever seen me get anywhere near sports?
No,
I mean, it's not, you know. Yeah.
You're relatable there. I can understand that.
Oh, you're the same way? But you like basketball, right? Like sports?
Football is my sport, and I really struggle to cover anything sport-wise because I don't study it. It's not like...
Right.
I have so much limited capacity.
Well, how do you have time? Sissany, are you... sports person?
I was a cheerleader all my life, so I cheered for all the teams. I just was never really good with it at all.
Yeah, that's what
I could play horse.
But David doing this is so other end of the spectrum relative to that Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman series. Why? I know what's
totally
the Undoing. Yeah, it's so different.
The Undoing.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it is. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, if you think of a show, like, so what happens is I play this hot-headed NCAA coach, and I throw a chair like Bobby Knight, and I get kicked out of the league, and I have to sort of redeem myself at an all-girls private high school in Laguna. Now, in the wrong hands, that would not be a good show.
Right.
But in the hands of David Kelly, it's so deep and fascinating. And you know, we did the show. We did this two and a half, almost 2 years now ago. And, you know, we stop and start. And somehow just the stars all lined up. And it's really of its time. I mean, making a show with so many women in it like this. And, lately we've seen women's basketball, you know, went viral. Mm-hmm. The women's gym was, you know, not equal to the men's gym. A pandemic. Who knew that we'd need a show like this about optimism and... And the reality of this character realizing his assumptions of these girls were wrong and connecting with them, it breaks down stereotypes, and it's a show of the moment. And I spent some time with Jerry West, you know, from the Lakers. He was a Laker, and then he was managing the Clippers at the time. And somebody hooked us up, and I went down to visit, and I said, thank you, Mr. West, for allowing me to come to this
rehearsal. What'd you take away?
Yeah. Well, I called it a rehearsal, and he said, right. No, it's called practice. You know, you know. I said, and those aren't costumes. They're,
you know, hey, Big Shot on Disney Plus, now streaming today. John Stamos, great to see you, buddy. Happy for all the success. Let's stay in touch, okay?
Thank you. I'm happy for you as well, and I'm more happy for Sissany.
Well, happy for you, too. You know, our kids are almost the same age, though. We're basically the same.
Do you have a boy or a girl?
I have a boy and a girl, twins. They'll be three on May 2nd.
Oh, my God.
So we're in it. We're all of it. My potty kid, training, I smell, all that's going on.
Yeah, all of it. I smell smoke right now, and I know my kid has caught the house on fire.
You. See you, John. Take care, buddy.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
Again.
Thank
bye.
Bye.
Thank
you.
He's super funny, isn't he? Like,
I love him.
Great sense of humor. All right, yes. Coming up next at Free Guys Friday. Kiss.